Woohoo! No reaction whatsoever.
You told me not to say anything.
Can I talk now?
Brian said we can't move.
I can't move.
You specifically said, I'm going to click this button. You don't have to say anything. And then you clicked the button and then yelled at me for not saying anything.
Yeah. We're live now.
It's like being married.
There we go.
Welcome to episode 108 of the Crippled System Podcast. I'm Andy.
I'm Brian, and I'm living on a prayer.
Wow. I'm Nathan, and I did not prepare a subtitle.
I'm nobody. I have no head.
I was in the car. I was in the car a lot this weekend, so I was in Bon Jovi.
Nice.
Bon Jovi's amazing.
I'm Michael. I also have no title.
I'm Jeremy, and not the one everyone hates.
I do play Sigmar.
Well.
We don't necessarily like you, but we don't hate you.
I'm not hated to the extreme.
You're not universally reviled.
You're not unplayable trash.
Exactly. There we go.
This Jeremy can paint.
I like how you can see in the video there, Mike's arm completely raw, Jeremy. So this is not the maximum amount of people that we've had on the podcast.
We have room for 7 more people.
We've had, I think, up to 9.
And those go so well.
It was so great.
That sounds terrible.
This ended up being a communication error because I got a text message from Nathan, or actually I got a text message from Brian saying that Nathan wasn't gonna be here, and then I like, no, why'd you not tell me? And then Nathan sent me a huge text, and then immediately my phone service cut out.
Yeah. You don't need to reply.
And then before my phone service cut out, I invited 3 other people because I figured we need to be back up to 5.
And you'd figure 1 or 2 of them would say yes.
Yeah. Usually when I send out the feelers, I hope that somebody will say no. I don't expect everyone to say yes.
I could unplug any of them at any given time if it helps.
If you unplug one of them, you actually get 2.
Speaking
of
which,
one.
Did he plug
2 for
in?
1!
Oh, okay. I only saw 4 plugged in, and
I was
worried.
Trying. I'm like, man, math is bad hard. I was confused, too.
Go on.
Yes.
So, yeah, then everyone decided to show up at 5:45, and now we're stuck with 6 people for the podcast.
Zappity.
Crumble.
We're done. Recommendations.
Yay!
I feel like our podcast is on the decline anyway, because I based the success of our podcast based on the post count on the Muser Minis thread, and our last few podcasts have had less responses. So I figure we're in our downward spiral now because no one responds to our threads there anymore.
So you're gonna get canceled.
There was an upward spiral. Yeah, we're gonna get canceled.
Well, it was more of an upward trinkle, and now we're in a downward spiral.
Slow climb.
That's just compared to the Muse threads, which are huge just because they keep being terrible people.
Well, to be fair, Cheddar Caveman is a great guy. Speaking of being good to people, I was going to give him some crap, but I won't because I decided that.
No, give him crap.
Well, I was going to say he basically, you look at those Muse threads, and it's like, let's say there's 80 posts. There's going to be 2 from Keith, 2 from Chad, between 0 and 10 from John. 8 from Crump, and then 75 from Cheddar Caveman saying, you guys are the best.
Yeah.
he loves them. It's good. He used to like us, but now he loves them. I'm just saying, I feel like he's left our home, and now he just loves them too much.
Well, he likes War Machine Podcasts.
Probably.
And Horde's Podcasts, and we're neither of those.
Well, we sometimes...
The last couple have been a little bit more
talk more
on
about,
that. And that's probably why you have the downward...
Probably.
Talk more about video games.
Ironically, I enjoy the Revision Podcast more, but then our people are like, why are you talking about that stuff? It's like, oh, it's interesting. And then people stop listening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can always tell because my brother will text me and be like, I don't care about any of the shit you're talking about.
When it's War Machine or when it's not?
When it's War Machine, because gotcha. He's never played this game in his life and probably never will.
Well, he can't understand complex things.
He can't. He's really stupid.
Wow.
I've met him. He's special.
He's bad at Small World.
He is. Take that, Nathan's brother.
Yeah.
Suck it.
Dick. He's an older brother. I'm allowed to be mean to him.
Well, also, scars, yeah.
I still have wedgie scars.
Since Travis stopped being on our podcast live, it's been sad. Although the thing that drove Travis away, Jim isn't here this week, which is sad.
What?
Travis is always on the chat.
Yeah.
And he stopped listening. He would rage quit after between 10 and 20 minutes. Because of Jim, which was like my favorite part of the podcast, is the moment Travis just getting so many side texts from Travis, like, what is wrong with Jim?
He'd do it. He'd post on the feed, and then he'd message you, and he'd message me, and then he'd also, like, email me. Like, I'd get three different alerts all from Travis. It was great.
And then eventually he would just pass out, and he'd pass out, and he'd be like, wake up 6 hours later, going, I just woke up finally.
Lack of oxygen.
Yeah, so now he doesn't even put himself through that stress, which I guess is a healthy thing, but it's less fun for us.
Valid.
So you should tell him to get in the chat.
Yeah, well, he probably is drinking right now. He doesn't drink much, only during a podcast.
Mm. Only to prevent inherent rage.
Adepticon is this week as a topic.
It is.
Yes.
Who is all going to Adepticon?
And you shouldn't
smash table. I am going.
Everyone? Nope.
I am not going.
I am going to be there only one day, and you are all there like the whole time.
Yeah.
So yep. No Mike at all. Rest of you all 4 days, and then me one day.
I go down on Wednesday to get pizza.
Yeah.
Chicago pizza for the first time.
You haven't had Chicago-style pizza before?
No.
You're going to be another virgin, because it's for Zosia to get her cherry popped.
Okay.
The place next to Pegasus makes pretty good Chicago-style pizza.
Yeah, for chain not in Chicago, you know. Their crust is good, and that's the key. It's the crust and the sauce.
Oh, I guess I have
had the cheese and the meat.
They call it stuffed pizza. I have had
that. No, it's not stuffed. It's like... it's.
Well, they might call it... It's the like 3-inch deep stuff that basically has like that cornbread crust.
It's only that thick.
Yeah, it's like this.
Fucking that's a real one?
Yeah.
No one told me there'd be a pizza party on Wednesday, or I would have went to Adepticon this year. There's normally not a Wednesday pizza party.
It's never too late.
I arranged it because, like, 2 weeks ago, Zosia was posting on Facebook about, like, she's like, what kind of monster uses a fork and knife to eat pizza? And I said, I do, because this is the kind of pizza I eat, and I posted a picture of Chicago-style pizza, and she responded with, what the fuck is that, and how do I put it inside my body? And so I'm like,
she was talking about Jacob and Meter again?
Oh my god. Yesterday she was talking about blowjobs and stuff, and it's like, take that off of Facebook.
For steak and blowjob Tuesday.
Yeah. And she's like, the post she put was like, I didn't get any blowjobs. And she posted that picture, and she's like, Jake, was this you yesterday? And I'm just thinking, I don't need to know that you didn't give Jake a blowjob yesterday. Nobody wanted to know that. But anyway, she's never had one, so I did the pizza party so that she can have one, and now it's a big thing.
Yeah.
Yes, a blowjob. Yeah. She's never had a blowjob that I know of.
So when is this pizza party? Where at?
Wednesday. We were going to meet in the lobby of the hotel and then go to Gino's.
Okay.
At 7, we were going to meet.
Even if I would change my mind, like, even if I, because I could just say, screw it, take off, like, 3 days of vacation. I am not a kind of person that wants to share a room. Like, I need my own bed, so it's, like, going to be impossible to find someone who has, like, a spare bed. So I'm safe, because no one has that much space. It's like,
I have 3 people in a 2-bed bedroom.
Yeah, see,
that's
terrible.
I mean, kick Keith to the floor.
No, he'd probably try to crawl in there again.
I didn't do a hotel.
So. I only share a bed if I'm super, super sick. I can leave the plague for the other person.
Son of a bitch.
Only time I can do it.
God damn it.
You know, Andy is constantly replugging his own mic.
That's why I love having microphone relatives down there.
Yeah.
My brother lives 6 miles away from the convention, so I'm staying with him.
That's very far.
I am staying with Jeremy.
It's like 15 minutes. It's not that bad.
Chicago miles, it's fine.
Yeah, well, it's all back road, so it's not that bad.
My left leg fell asleep.
Well, stab it then.
I know it's your right leg. I just wanted to slap it.
Son of a bitch.
I didn't know if you would tell or not.
It's all tingling.
John, give him my hand job. He'll feel better.
Mm.
I think he's a little too tall for that.
My arms are too short. You're going to have to grow.
No longer a video podcast.
It's above the table.
You closed the chat room.
I think your brother was in there.
I'll put the chat room up.
My brother was in there, and I'm scared of that.
I really want to see if I can get my voice working here.
Well,
haven't we succeeded?
He doesn't know the chat room's not up.
He's got a headset on to hear it, though.
He can hear himself. I hear myself.
I can hear myself from 5 minutes ago.
There we go.
When it was working.
I can hear myself from right now. Oh, my God. I'm in the future again.
Time travel.
So who's all playing
in Adepticon?
Who is playing in Masters?
Me.
I am.
I'm not.
You're not.
What
are you
finally have my 2 lists down.
I went down for Iron Arena, and then I'll probably jump into various things that happen.
I would almost Iron Arena is if you want to get posters, that's the best place to do it. You should just bring me like 8 posters. That's your job.
Bring me 8 posters. Yeah. How am I going to get 8 posters for myself?
Well, I'll just steal 16 of them, and we'll be fine. We'll split them.
Okay.
Just walk up and say, hey, look over there, grab them and run. They won't, they don't, you know, you're fine. You'll get away with it.
They won't chase you.
Yeah.
This is actually really painful. Because I'm listening to this, and it's like,
20 seconds off.
And yeah. You had to listen to this conversation once already. Now you have to listen to it again.
Man, that's a shame.
I can't listen to it for a second time, but I'm hoping that my voice sounds better.
No, it's like, it now sounds pretty terrible.
We can all, well, it does sound, yeah, it isn't good. But I don't know whether people can hear the volume of your voice versus the quality of your voice. Who's playing in Iron Gauntlet? So you're playing in Masters. Two of you are playing Masters. Who's playing in the Iron Gauntlet?
Nope.
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 But you're judging it.
Nope. My sound is better now.
Funny trivia. Yay! Guess how many judges have volunteered for judging shifts at Adepticon?
Two. One.
Judges. Yeah. Not for judges shifts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it two?
Nathan.
Nathan is the correct answer.
And Travis.
And every week, running event, Nathan, every week Nathan volunteers for another judging shift because no one else picks it up. So I'm up to three of the four big ones now, and that's only because I'm only playing in the fourth.
Yeah. I signed up for one of the judge shifts. They can... Because they set up the time period when you could sign up for that, and I signed up at that time period because I thought other judges would actually fill it, but it seems like I'm like the only one for some of those two.
So the fun thing I'm doing now is I'm judging Iron Gauntlet, and then immediately after it ends, the overnight shift of judging Hardcore, and then immediately after that ends, I'm playing in the team tournament. So I'm doing 36 hours straight.
I really feel...
The last 12 of which is me doing an event. You just kicked us offline.
I did not.
We're online.
I see us in a little pop-up window down there.
Something happened.
More but tech work. I still. Stupid Twitch. Who's anyone playing in Hardcore?
No, I.
It's overnight again, right?
Because we're running the goddamn thing over the stream.
Over the Wi-Fi.
Over the wireless.
Oh.
Well, we're still recording audio. So who's doing what? Were you saying?
So no one's doing Hardcore. So you're judging it, but no one's playing in it. Right. So you're the only. So I feel you're judging Hardcore only so when you blow something stupid in the team tournament, you're like, well, I stayed up all night, so that's why I made my team tournament. We got to the finals, and then blah, blah, blah. I was tired.
I'm hedging my bets because Dan was like, so we have our list, and, you know, little 25-point A and 25-B, and he's like, so which one of those am I playing, which of those are you playing? I'm like, I think we're above me and you playing. You can just play both of them.
If you two want to play a test game this week, you can play me and Jeremy will play you guys, or if you guys want to go to someone's house, because you guys have top secret lists.
Nathan will just be curled up under
the
table.
Wouldn't you love it if I show up on Saturday with Keith, me and Keith?
If you showed up and you and Keith were playing my list?
No.
Okay.
No.
You can just show up and play. We'll fucking beat you this time, because we were beating you last time.
In your dreams, but anyway.
Well, once that Hellmouth missed, we were beating you. That Hellmouth should not have missed, but once it missed, we were in a good shape.
Four is a high number.
Point is...
Yeah,
just eat your meat.
Andy is about to put some meat in his mouth.
Point is, as long as you didn't troll me by showing up with my lists, I'd be okay.
Nah, your lists suck.
That would be the extreme troll if he did show up with my list. Troilet, yes.
Everybody I've mentioned those lists to has shit themselves in terror, so I'm excited about it.
Keith actually messaged me because he is staying with you. And who you're staying with again?
Dan.
And he's like, can I stay with you? So, you know, and I told him, I was like, oh, he's like, well, we can't repeat. I told him we only win the team tournament every other year. We have to let someone else win. He's like, well, I hate giving people hope. I'm like, I love false hope. So I'm going to win it this year. Because false hope is the best kind of hope in the world. It's what Nathan has when we play Scepters of Zamador. Someone gets two fucking masks. Yet again, he's like, we can do it. Yet again, two weeks ago.
Hey, it was close.
It was close, but guess what? False hope is the best, because they kind of get this gleam in their eye, like, maybe they can do it, and everyone knows they can't, but he still, no. False hope, it gives me, it's
You guys said so we'd good. Stop if I got two masks, and I didn't blow everything I had to do it, so I figured, why not do it?
Shut up.
Game-ending strategy.
Yeah.
You should not be able to get two masks.
It's an odd mechanic in
the
game.
So, like, if you get two masks, the game ends, and I'm like, all right, I can get two masks and still have a decent chance if it doesn't end. I got two masks.
Because Nathan was too...
Getting two masks is the equivalent of if you were playing War Machine and Anastasia DeBray's ability said that if you got it off once, you got the benefit every turn for the remainder of the game.
Oh, so like Crusher.
That seems
good. Yeah. It's like Crusher where it doesn't expire.
As it's written. Yeah.
Well, I hope you and Dan do well in the team tournament. You won't have the Fat Asian problem. Oh, speaking of Fat Asian and Muse, they will be having the Crippled System tokens available... Ooh. At
say that right. It's the Crippled System. Crippled system tokens
will be available in some limited supply at Adepticon, and at some point will be on the website.
I like you posted the picture, and somebody in the thread went, "Oh boy, Crippled System guitar picks."
They can be used as that, though. I mean,
Your guys' job is to get at least a few of them for us, obviously, because I want a handful of
I have a feeling because of my badgering, I might get a few. All right. But
yeah, no, because it'd be cool.
They should be available because there's War Beast and there's War Jacks.
Yeah.
They should be available in packs of three, from my understanding. And then I'm trying to convince them to put them both into a single six-pack.
Like alcohol.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I'm going to bring down Spotted Cow and Two Women.
Well, okay. Are you going to bring some Two Women beer, too?
Are they going to fit in the car?
I'm going to bring Spotted Cow and Two Women, and I'm going to get them drunk on Spotted Cow.
You are driving down alone.
Nah. Well, I'm going to start the trip alone, but I'm going to get Two Women.
So you're stopping at a porn shop, picking up two blow-up dolls, putting them in the back seat with the Spotted Cow.
That way
there
you can use the fast lane.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
The carpooling. Like
perfect
Curb Your Enthusiasm all over again.
Yeah. Exactly.
Such a good episode. So good.
And he's going to freak out Dan and stuff with them in the room when they get there.
So there's a lot of Madison people because everyone here is going, Dan's going, I think someone else is going down. Gargathor is going. So yeah, there's going to be a pretty good Madison presence down at Adepticon.
Mm-hmm.
It should be good. Well, who's the boss is what, on Saturday?
Or whose boss is on Saturday? I was messing around with my sound before, so I didn't get to answer anything. What you guys were talking about, who's going and when and where. I'm doing judging for most of the day, for the pretty much the whole weekend.
Fascinating.
Yes. I don't know what I'm talking about. Somebody interrupt me. Damn it.
Announcements. We have a topic, and we're going to go backwards. Because we always go forward in time in this podcast, but we can go backwards in time. The Twirling. Madison six-pack officially launches in May. Six tournament series, all linked. It's going to be very exciting. I posted a thing on Muse and Menus, which went more into detail, but basically we'll track scores of every event. There are going to be faction coins for every faction.
Yeah.
I have special prints from artists who've done work for Preventure Press.
Should I get my default minion coin at every event again?
There's convergence coins now. I have special pins coming that are not like from Preventure Press that are normally like some of the more exclusive pins, not like the harder to get pins. I have a couple of those to give away at every event.
If you pins attend, as in the detailed pins,
the
little like Excellent Thexus and
yeah, well, those I don't have Thexus, but yeah, exactly the ones you can't buy.
Oh, no. How's my purple Xerxes coming?
Yeah, like you keep asking me, why would I give you a purple Xerxes?
Get two.
Yeah, well,
if I'm stealing you a bunch of prints, you can at least give me a purple Xerxes.
If you get me eight prints from Adepticon, I'll find you a purple Xerxes, and we'll both be in jail. But you know what? I don't know what kind of jail that would be, but well, I guess a real jail.
But you'll be the purple Xerxes gang in jail.
Yeah.
You know, there's worse gang names than the purple Xerxes.
It sounds like something sexual to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Me and my boy did the purple Xerxes.
You and your boy?
You don't do a purple Xerxes with a girl.
Okay.
Also, you're in jail, as previously mentioned.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Jails are typically not co-ed.
Is that why we can't show his face?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Witness protection. Need to garble your voice.
I don't know how.
Somebody stand up, put something in his mouth.
That's the purple Xerxes.
Spoilers. The six pack also, so at the end of the six pack, if you attend four of the six events, everyone, you get a free automatic t-shirt for free.
Yep.
People will be able to buy it. We'll have like the shirt designs. I actually have an artist who does the art with some artwork for Preventure. You're also designing the artwork, and he's also helping with some artwork for some of the artwork too. So we're gonna have multiple artwork ready to go for this.
Say artwork again.
Artwork.
Awesome.
Fartwork.
They'll be best at the end of the whole thing. They'll be best of factions for every faction. And there'll also be an overall prize.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's going to be... I spent around $1,200 to $1,500 around in prize port for these damn events. So it's a little ridiculous. And that's just on items. That's not like gift cards.
So the events all start at 11 and you can pay with credit card?
Yeah. Events are all... Well, actually, the fun thing with events is May is when they start. The first one is May 16th. The June one is going to be June 20th. I already have the first two dates. They're going to start early, like 9:30. And dice, I mean, side of an 9:30, dice are going to roll a 10. It's good. The events are going to cap at 5 rounds instead of 4, so there will be no lunch break. And I definitely, it's cash only for the entry fees, because I'm basically spending $200 out of my pocket to pay for the prize port, so I need to reimburse myself, so
yep.
I don't take credit cards yet. I'm not that kind of, I don't have a,
you can buy a Square.
Yeah, you can buy that. Well, actually, you can get it for free off of PayPal. PayPal will actually ship you one.
Crybaby.
Square Cash app where they just sign up via your
email. I don't understand technology! But I'll talk to people
about... you can send money that way.
Well, I'll have some off-air discussions on technology, and maybe there'll be other... But right now, it's cash only. Or if you give me rare prints I don't have, I'll accept that as entry fees. I would give Premature Press so much money if they would sell goddamn prints, but I mention that every day. Not, I mean, just randomly in the streets.
Yes, to hobos. Yeah. It's in the bus stop and just turn to some lady. I want prints!
They love it. It makes their day interesting.
It'd be great if you did that and it was just like Hungerford standing there.
He's like, what the hell?
What are the odds?
Yeah, so no, so that's gonna start up. It'll be a ton of fun. It's three of the events are 50-point events. One event's a regular 35. One's an escalation all the way. It's gonna start at 15. Last round will be 75 points, and one of the events is gonna be a Commander's Crucible.
I'm gonna do the escalation with Cyntherian, and every round I'm just gonna add 5 galvanizers.
If you can have that many galvanizers by the end. Because we used to start at 35 and do like 35, 50, 50, 75, but now we're starting at 15 and going to work our way all the way up.
15, 25, 35, 50, 75.
Yep. Better hope you like your catster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've been playing a lot of games with him.
Yep. Yeah. So it'll be fun.
That actually sounds fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's good to, I mean.
The annoying thing is that none of those jumps are big enough. No, the 25 to 50 is the only spot. No, because it goes 25, 35, then 50. So. Yeah. If you want a colossal, you have to start with one at the 15-point level.
Oh, so you can't. Oh, God. So you can't swap out.
I just found a way to fuck colossals.
There is no swapping out.
I didn't even think about it. High five.
No,
I mean,
well, no,
that was not intentional.
Oh, two colossals.
No, two colossals, but you could fuck over somebody right away. But
round one.
As in, they have to face somebody with one colossal.
I think it's 15, yeah, if they want to play that list and that's all they have, you can go for it.
Just cross those fingers.
Yeah. Yeah, hope you don't get the wrong, a bad pairing there, but wow. That's hilarious. That's an interesting thing. Yeah. It's Brian's perfect world. I mean, colossals are fine. Anyway,
models down. Your turn.
What it does do is prevent splashing a galleon in with an earthbreaker or splashing a galleon in any non-human merc list.
Yeah. You could do that later.
No, none of the jumps are big enough for you to add the 22 points required to have a galleon and something running
from 50 to 75.
Oh yeah, we just said you couldn't do that.
Yeah. Son of a bitch, math.
So the last round you can.
Okay. Yeah.
At 75 points, having two colossals, I think is okay.
That's okay.
And honestly,
that's
you're going to see two colossals probably.
At that point level, do whatever the fuck you want.
I'd rather just add 9 more galvanizers.
Stupid math. Travis is probably like had an aneurysm over there. Good thing the tech.
Do you know enough conversions players to borrow that many galvanizers?
Borrow.
Are you just going
to... Do you know how many press ganger points I'm going to have after Adepticon? I'm just going to order 30 galvanizers.
That's true.
Have you seen this Vanguard collection?
I can order some galvanizers for you, too, because I have a lot of points for War Machine Weekend at Gen Con.
Who was I just talking to about Bart hats the other day? It was Jeremy. Shea was talking about how at the Cedar Rapids event, he was playing against somebody, a Merc player, and they had Bart, and Bart's hat fell off. Yeah. So as a joke, he picked up the Bart hat and he put it on his own Ron, and he's like, it looks amazing on Ron. I'm like, it looks amazing on everybody. Yeah. So
Bart's hat looks amazing on almost any model.
So,
no, every model.
Every.
Name a model that
would it be creepy to get the nightmare, get the little girl from Nightmares model and put it on every single base ever? Like every little base has her on it, wearing the Bart hat?
It would be creepy, but you should also do it.
She's really out of scale.
You could get three of them and like bend and mod her, and then people would think it was the Black 13th because she's in scale with them pretty much.
She's there.
Ryan, and just put forth this little quarter-inch tall girl.
Could you also use the little Jack in there, too?
Yeah.
As their, well, they can't marshal, but...
Yeah. No. Well, you know.
I like the little Kator Juggernaut.
Oh, the Juggernaut. Yeah. Is that a bit yet?
I think so. I think it is. But I don't think it's, like, official, but I think you could
well, I know it is a separate bit, but...
Yeah.
You could just tell them that your Thagrosh didn't come with one and just do that under 100 fake names.
Yeah. Only if you do it in this exact same day. Like, you get obsessed with it every 10 every minute.
And the names are, like, Bandy Belton, Candy Kelton, Dandy Delton.
All for the same address. Same address.
Yes.
Or actually, I have two addresses I could use now.
Just
three.
Alternate.
I could use three.
Yeah. Fowls use one and Constance use the other.
Quick thing, I want to make this clear to other people. We did get an email about somebody complaining about emailing the help desk or the front desk at Privateer. You should always use the parts order form, the lost parts order form. I've... Don't ever just email the front desk. I'm not saying it won't get answered. You'll have a better likely chance of being answered as if you use the parts order form.
The last time I lost a bit was before that order form existed.
Yeah,
I've been on a good rack. I mean, there was a while there where it's like you bought something, you're like, well, I don't know what's going to happen in this box. You like open it up, it's like, oh, look, that's a nightmare kit in my gun mage box. That's interesting. But now I haven't had a problem in years. But, yeah. I mean, it's good that they have a nice,
easy form. The guy went on to a very large rant about the front desk, how they just didn't answer. He does live overseas, so unfortunately it has to go, usually it would have to go to the guy that's handling things overseas. But just use the parts order form.
I've used it 3 times, I think, and it's always been like within a week I got my bit.
Yeah.
If that doesn't work,
best way to go.
Call Nathan. He'll just mail you bits.
Sounds good. I'll get right on
that. Tell him what you lost. He'll send you something that may or may not be similar to what you need.
If it's a Bart hat, I have you covered. Offer only valid for the next 19 people.
You should see the amount of bits that I have in my tray.
So. I only have 18 Bart hats. No, I have 17 now because I gave one to Knack, Jordan Knack, because ironically his Bart didn't have a hat. And then I gave one to somebody at my last event. Because I had a whole bunch of random models in my basement that I gave away as prize supports, and one of them was a Bart I found under a chair, so I threw in one of my hats for it. So I'm down to 17.
Did that Bart come with 2 hats?
No, it came. It was missing the hat. Oh, so
I own, because you ordered all of the hats initially, and they just
they ran out of hats. Yeah,
yeah. I own actually 3 Barts, which reminds me is you should come to Adepticon and buy my stuff off of the garage sale there. I have a lot of stuff there.
What day is the garage sale? I think
it's like Friday or Saturday. It's off.
It's an overnight thing, right? It's like it's just
no. It only goes on for like three, four hours or so.
I thought it was during the night. I thought it was one of those weird.
It's at a nighttime event. Usually it's about like 10 o'clock, I think, on Friday or Saturday.
Huh, that's good luck then.
Perfect.
Yeah,
I know, right?
Yeah. Come by and buy all my stuff because I need money. I have a lot of Warhammer Fantasy and. A lot of protectorate.
Yeah, I'm not buying Warhammer Fantasy.
Well, I'm not asking. People can buy whatever they want.
Is it one of the factions that is illegal now?
Maybe.
Yeah.
No, actually, my stuff is, it's all the demons and chaos and stuff. Some undead. So, it's legal.
Boom.
Yes.
And then there was silence. That topic is done. Next topic.
Was there any more announcements? That's where we're.
This well, was. That was announcements. So the 6-pack. There's also another event, May, April-ish, a non-6-pack event in Madison in April. I believe it's April 18th. April 18th. 50-point steamroller. It is actually it's using the Masters format, so it's using ADR. I wanted to get that into play at least once.
Sweet.
It's out. We've already got like 22 signups for that. That one's capped at 4 rounds. That's the last event I'm running that's going to have a lunch, so people can enjoy their lunch for the last time ever in Madison because no more lunch. Screw you people.
Well, except Papa Bear's closed. So.
Yeah. Except for Who's the Boss events. We'll have a lunch.
I will. Well, maybe.
my events, I'll have lunches.
I don't run. Just win events. Or lose quickly, and then you get to have lunch.
Yeah.
That's the reward for winning. Yeah, exactly. If you get really, really if it's round 4 and you all your games are at a time, well, then you're just going to, or you have to better find a friend.
Yeah, find a friend that wins quick and then have them go get you food.
Or loses quick.
Or loses quick. Yeah, either way. Make that pact.
Yeah. We have a Chick-fil-A now, so if you hate the gay people, you can eat at a Chick-fil-A. We didn't used to have one. Misty?
Yes, too far. It's Misty. It's
okay. Well, if you really hate gay people and don't mind missing around, you can eat a Chick-fil-A.
Or you like good chicken. It's good chicken.
It is good chicken.
It is good chicken.
I actually go there quite a bit now because it's so good.
Yeah.
It's annoyingly good.
It is. It's like they do a real job.
Well, so far I've never given them money. I've eaten there like 5 times since they opened, but I had a whole bunch of their grand opening coupons, so I've eaten for free every time. So I've been able to tell myself I'm having good food and I'm driving them bankrupt $3 at a time. But I've run out of those coupons.
If someone makes food that well, I don't care their political beliefs.
Fair enough.
There's a balance. Like if it was worse food, I'd be like, you know what, your beliefs offend me. But they're like, you know what? Hate who you want to hate.
There's a scale. There's a point where like it's Iron Chef caliber food and it's literally being made by Adolf Hitler and you're like, nah, it's okay. We're cool.
This is delicious.
And this is not quite that scale, but I'm just saying, but there is that scale.
It's on that slope.
Yeah. I know. It's on the slope.
I didn't know there was that slope.
Is it on that slope? Is that what you're trying to do?
I'm not Jeremy Clarkson, okay?
It's related to the hot, you know, hot crazy scale for women. It's just a slightly different, you put it in
variant.
Different things. Yeah. Yeah, it's a variant.
What did you hear about Jeremy Clarkson? So what was...
I heard.
Well, the Sloke thing is a reference to something he did earlier. Like, okay. He was almost suspended. He made a joke, ha 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 ha. There was a bridge with an Asian gentleman walking on it, and he said, that's a nice looking bridge, but it has a slope on it.
Okay.
So he got in trouble for that. Okay. But, I mean, and that's the kind of thing that Jeremy Clarkson does. Yeah. He's a virulent racist.
Hey. It was funny.
It was funny. Like, that's the thing. Like, it's a funny racist, right? You know?
That's always okay.
It's a racist observation.
Right.
It's like podcast, the whole... Racism is fun is okay only when funny.
Billiards illegal immigrant joke. Like that one. Okay. But anyway, so what he got in trouble for this time is they had a long shoot. They got to their hotel or wherever where they were staying at like 10:30 at night. So the chef had gone home, so they had prepared like a meat and cheese platter for him. Because okay. There was no chef. They're like, we got meat and cheese. We got some hot soup because we could keep the soup hot. Here's hot a beer, soup, whatever. Yeah. Hot soup, meat and cheese, everything. Clarkson went apeshit. He punched his producer in the face.
I just heard he took a swing at him.
He punched him in the face, bloody lip and everything. So then like the bar owner or whatever had to personally cook a steak for Clarkson to get him to calm down like the baby he was.
All right. Well, I heard he took a swing and then they basically said, no, the show is done. Yeah. And then he's like, fuck it, I quit now. I guess he quit the show.
I have no idea who this person is. I'm guessing it's a guy from the Top Gear show.
Yes.
Yeah. I only watched the US version because those guys are hilarious.
So many British listeners' heads just exploded.
Yeah. I can't tell if trolling or serious.
I do. I honestly do like the American guys too.
I don't give a shit about either version of Top Gear. Oh. But I don't really care about cars.
Top Gear is usually pretty fun.
I watch a lot of British TV, but the Top Gear. Let me use words this time. I've watched a lot of British TV because I like it. But when I watched the British Top Gear, that's the only time that I find British people are annoying. Like, I can't get into those three guys. Like, they just seem like they're like the annoying Brits.
The only British TV shows I watch are either celebrity panel shows, like 8 out of 10 Cats or QI, or Would I Lie to You, or what's the other
Wrong
one?
Wrong Mans.
The Wrong.
That guy is on the Late Late Show.
I was going to say, so celebrity panel shows or sci-fi was what I was going to say, but you reminded me of Wrong Mans. Celebrity panel shows, science fiction shows, or Wrong Mans. Those are the three things I'll watch.
There's a couple other good British stuff. Well, maybe Doctor Who.
That's sci-fi. That's sci-fi.
That's sci-fi. What?
Yeah.
I thought that was...
It's a documentary.
I thought it was
a documentary.
I thought he was following him around. I thought it was like live.
Follow the Time Lord. What's he doing today?
Yeah. It's historical fiction. Like, it's all true, but they have actors recreating it.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Now I get it. I was so confused.
It's okay.
And Broadchurch. That's
sci-fi. Remember when the aliens came down? Oh, you only watched the American version. And the British version...
I watched the British version.
Did you skip an episode? They all turned out to be lizard people.
What? Well, that explains why...
That's how they killed the kid. The kid found out they were all lizard people.
Well, that's why David Tennant was there. Now it all makes sense.
It was a Doctor Who spinoff.
He was undercover.
Yes. That would have been amazing. Why wasn't Broadchurch a hidden spinoff of Doctor Who?
He has a companion there. This season has someone from the other show with the people in there that was in the...
Oh, yeah, the other show with the people.
Is it called Torchwood?
No, Torchwood. Yeah, the late girl from Torchwood.
I love Torchwood.
Yeah.
She's in there?
She's in this current season.
You like the American version of Torchwood?
What?
You mean season 4?
Season 4.
Which was horrendous?
No, it was almost interesting. Like, it was like it had a new premise, and then like went at night.
Well, it was like season 2. Season 1, it took me a little bit to get into. Season 2 was fucking amazing. And then they killed off everyone. And
hey, you can't kill off Captain Jack.
Well,
you can as often as you want to.
Yeah. They killed off everyone except for like the two main people.
Really? So he's just a non-puppet version of Captain Scarlet.
Well, the gimmick in season 4 is no one else could die, but only he could die. But
yeah.
They switched it!
Yeah.
But the whole flipperoo!
But there's other problems with that, but anyway.
Oh, well, because they went all to the U.S., and it was just the U.S. cast was horrendous, so.
I only watched the first 2 seasons.
Oh, good. You could just stop after that. Fantastic. You don't need to watch season 3 and 4.
I won't go back.
It's kind of like when people tell you they've only seen the first 4 seasons of Dexter. You're like, good job!
Stop there. There is a great line in the last season of Torchwood, though, and it was, she should have ran faster.
Well, yes. There are some, but...
You could watch season 5 of Dexter, but it's not as good. But, sorry.
You should stop at 4. Just stop at 4.
No, I like... What's her name in 5? You are right about it. I agree completely with Torchwood, though.
What is it? Yvette or...
No, she's in 6.
She's in 6?
Which is a good thing.
Oh, like, so the...
Or she's in 5. I don't know. We're really tangenting
back. You like the chick from the... What was it?
Julia Stiles.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the other one's at 6.
Yeah, my biggest problem with getting into Torchwood, I actually had to stop it the first time it started again, was because the chick's gap between her front teeth was so huge, it just bothered me. I could not focus on the show.
To be fair, you could park a boat there.
You really could. It was gigantic.
Oh, wow.
Could I park other...
I called my penis a boat.
Is it a dinghy?
It goes ding, oddly enough. I should see a doctor.
You probably should.
But it's so amusing. It keeps them awake at night.
You just lay in bed thinking erotic thoughts and your penis just goes ding.
Yeah, I know what I'm done.
So we're on to, or just starting. Are we on to recommendations now?
Any other announcements? We know we should talk about. They've actually announced two amazing things. The No Quarter came out digital version, and they have.
Yep.
I mean, obviously by now, 18's podcast has spoiled it, but we can still, you know,
we can talk about them. I guess
an amazing cater jack.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll be back in 20 seconds.
So amazing, he has to go check his ding.
Two.
Three.
Yeah. No, don't
count.
Ruma, but yeah, but no.
Actually is almost made me want to pick up Kato.
Yeah, the model looks amazing. It has amazing rules. Other than rules. It
being $65, but you know.
Well, money is irrelevant. Well, that's not true.
Well, I don't play the game. I mean, all their character jacks are usually around $50-$60 anyway. Right. So, I mean, and you're getting something that you're probably going to play in every one of your goddamn Kato lists.
Or at least all your butcher lists.
Yeah.
This has been the week of Kato. They get,
even Kato.
They get, I mean,
yeah. Running him on Malakoff is just fine.
Yeah. The fact
red
he can
line,
he can't run character.
Well, he can run it, can't he?
You can run. Yeah.
You can't marshal character jacks. You can put him on casters.
I guess red line would be okay on him, but I mean
you lose boundless charge, but you can still cast it normally.
Correct.
But the fact you can, I mean, even the dispel is such an amazing ability. Save his own
that
guys.
Dispel so scares good. Me.
Yeah, no, he's an amazing jack. Also, Kator got, you know, people are thinking that a league spoiler for that spell is probably Zerkova spell.
Probably.
Yeah, and then they got the repackage of the Iron Fang, the Pikeman, the Black
Dragon.
Black Dragon. Black Dragon.
Yep.
It's like the second coming of Kator or something.
Yeah.
With the way this stuff is going.
It's like not even a repack. It's they're getting a new pack of the Iron Fang Pikeman, and then it's like got the Black Dragon in
stuff.
It.
Yep.
Yeah.
I wonder if it'll just be the normal Pikeman with the Black Dragon shields in that.
No, the kit comes with both sets of shields.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying is they have the metal shields. They have a kit already for the Black Dragons.
Right.
Which is just the standard and the shields. Yeah, 15.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you said 50.
No, it's a $15 add-on.
Yeah.
Yeah. 50?
Never mind.
15? No, I don't understand what you're saying.
I'm saying that the Black Dragon kit, I think, is probably just going to have the metal parts that they've already made for the plastic kit.
I think it's probably all plastic. I bet the box comes entirely with plastic bits, including shields of both types.
That's typically how they've been doing the most recent repacks.
Yeah.
Maybe the first couple have whatever's left of the metal, then they'll go to all plastic, like the first 8 people get. I'm like, okay, we're out of this, out of it, we're fine now.
But no, just because I think if you put metal shields on the plastic guys, they'd just constantly be falling over.
And then next month, the plastic Bay Knights come out. That's not true, but if it was, I'd be so happy.
The Goblin Spoilers.
The Goblin Spoilers came out last week.
Or Gremlins, not Goblins.
Gremlins. Yeah, well, we assume Gremlins. Again, we don't know for sure, but nothing else makes sense.
It's Gremlins. Whatever. Let's not even pretend.
At the end of the SmogCon video they did, there was a gremlin tearing apart a war jet.
They showed pictures of gremlins, and then they released spoilers that talked about what was it even called? It was called like nuisance or annoyance whatever.
Not annoyance, because
annoyance.
That's,
it was
it's probably nuisance. I
might
think
be. They're gremlin spoilers.
And then of course, Crix and the Mercs and Shay got the pirates.
Those unkillable pirates. Those things are amazing.
My God.
That blood bond.
And what's hilarious is you could see people as they think about things. Like, people were talking about, I can kill two of my people on purpose, and then the other guy can shoot two things and RFP them to bring them back, and that way I have RFP. They don't even have to bring something back to RFP. They RFP irrelevant of whether they're bringing something back. This is pretty legit.
Yeah, it's amazing. And, you know it's good because when you look at it, you think to yourself, that's probably a 5-point unit, so it costs 4. So you know it's Crick's good.
Yeah. Well, they're exactly as good as Blythe and Bull.
Yeah.
Because they're both 4-point units in Mercs.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I mean, Andy, I'm sure Andy's going to put him in his Shay list. I assume he will.
I would.
Andy, you concurs? We'll assume Andy's mic has exploded again. Or he's.
I can't hear you.
You can't hear you?
You'll hear us in 20 seconds.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah. You guys keep on talking.
All right.
Well, we were talking to you.
To you, because you're part of the group, Andy.
Only kind of, just his beard right now.
Okay, in 20 seconds, Andy will let us know if he's going to put the black
not
wizard...
Black.
The thing.
Flaming demon men. I forget what they're called. In his shade list.
And the models, again, those models are amazing. They're gonna be the size of the Black 13.
I was just going to say, I hope they're the size of Black 13.
It looks so good.
I'll probably put them in my shade list. I mean, they're built for Shay. They're built for the pirate boat, really.
Yeah.
They're built for having Rock Bottom works amazing with them, because he's able to give them tough. And then... Bose and Grogsbar will give
4
them...
plus tough, no knockdown that bring each other back when they kill things. Seems pretty bullshit.
Seems pretty bullshit. Jim thinks that they're pretty useless.
What?
He's kidding,
Jim's,
though, right?
Jim's getting in the poo-poo of everything at this moment, too.
Well, to be fair, Jim was happy for an hour, so that's pretty good for the rest of us.
But yeah, he thinks they're pretty bad. He does
Explain.
Think Moon is pretty good. He just
is it the fact that they're ranged weapon masters with Rat a Million that bring each other back in RFP and have
only one is a ranged
only one.
Weapon
their leadership is only 7, so they can only have this 14-inch swath where they could be at. They only have range 10.
Uh-huh.
Only move 6.
Already standard.
So I mean, come on, seriously.
To be fair.
I thought it was range 8.
No, the one is range 10, I believe.
Command,
the weapon master, I thought, is range 8.
Command 7 is pretty bad for my Annihilators, because, for all 10 models, it gets pretty hard to get them together sometimes.
When you have 3 guys,
yeah,
pretty goddamn easy.
And you can keep one pretty damn safe in the background, too, that's behind your press ganger line.
I mean, the gun can bring them back, too. It's not just the attacks.
And that's that. You keep that one safe, because that one can shoot twice and possibly bring both their buddies
the
back.
The dude's up front, the leader's in the middle, double guns is in the back, and... That's how you roll.
I love her name is Double Guns.
Yeah, I don't think that's actually her name.
That's her name.
Okay. There's a reason you don't
She's
get a face.
She's going to show you them guns.
There's a reason I don't get a face. Zyra is range 8, rate of fire 1, pow 10 weapon master.
Hey, I know you're new to the podcast.
That's
we don't check our own information. We
that's
talk
Travis's
about stuff
job.
Yeah, Travis. Yeah. You want to check us, you get on the fucking internet and tweet.
We say whatever we want.
That's fair.
It's their job as being their job to correct us. Come on now, people.
We have a judge right here. He knows all the damn rules, except for all the time he's wrong.
Goddamn Travis still hasn't got me a ruling on something that I want to play in Masters. I sent this to him like a month ago.
What's the ruling? Or can we not know because it's a secret?
But seriously, anyway, the Weapon Master guy is only range 8? Or the,
they're all
But that's the guy you keep up front. That's not the leader, because the leader is the one without a range weapon, right?
Correct.
Yeah, leader, so that's the guy up front doing all the work. Saber. That's the one up front doing all the work. Then the leader stays back, and then Double Guns is all the way in the rear.
Rear-ish. But either way, there's enough. And all every list are going to be in this. It's going to be infantry everywhere, so it's not going to be like it's like they're that easy to pick out. There's going to be an armada of stupidity going on.
And they're
going
to be 4-plus tough.
They only do their bullshit against living models, right?
Bloodbound, when a model destroys a living enemy model.
Boosh! Immune! Suck it!
Oh, it'd be kind of funny if they come out convergence, they have to have like a robotic.
I really
head.
Wish there was some sort of spell that made all your guys living.
Hmm?
I wish there was a spell that you could go and put on a unit.
Like
they
reverse
now become,
hollow?
Yeah, they now become living.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool against Kricks and stuff. Would they then like have command checks?
Yeah.
No! That's...
Fuck you and your 70 Satixis, by the way.
It's only 50. 40 Raiders.
Only.
Yeah,
only.
Jeremy was the people who got to experience that.
Nathan, how much money?
Well, I was still
how much money do you want to give me?
Texas, I played you on a Wednesday night.
Yeah.
All right.
It was
I'm not gonna
the ask. Game we played that you killed me on top of 2 with Denny. That was.
Oh, because it went forward, pursued forward, and teleported you back into my...
Why yes, because I was the bad, bad guy that had to play you the round after you lost.
Yeah.
Because you didn't do that, so...
Andy wants my money, and I don't know why.
Yeah, give me money, and I'll help your days for you.
Remember the $5 I gave you for the thing you said I could have for free?
Yeah.
I'm giving you those $5 now.
No.
Oh.
So sorry.
It is fun, though. Sometimes when you lose in a game, an event, you're like, the next opponent is just going to take all of the rage I just had in that game I just lost.
Well, I honestly even care because I thought it was just hilarious as hell just how it all happened. So.
Well, I like the shakedown. This is going pretty good here.
Also,
I got 55 cents.
To, magical right, weapon.
Yeah, I still almost killed myself trying to kill you.
Yeah.
You want to give me money to what's happening?
Brian, I need my Citrixus back.
What? Why?
I paid Andy 55 cents for you not to have his Citrixus anymore.
Oh, I almost bought 2 units of them today. Yeah, I think I'm gonna buy that list. I mean, when I played that event, I had 2 gimmick lists. I think I'm gonna like keep it to 1 of the 2 gimmick lists and have like a real list to pair. I mean, the Body and Soul is kind of a real list, but I can't pair those two together.
Coantra Elemental Communion can go fuck itself too. By the way, that list is stupid.
I bet it really sucks for conversions.
We don't like fit lists that have 4 slag trolls.
Yeah.
Seems bad.
It's bad.
There was a...
I think Axis, you know, 70 advanced deploy reach asshole swarm takes care of it, but that's a game nobody wants to play.
Yeah. At the tournament Brian and I went to, there was a troll player and a serious player going at each other.
Ooh.
And, yeah, it was. And then
going
the,
at it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. And after they finished, they played a game?
Yeah. Yeah, no, there was...
Did they play nail?
The serious player just bent over and the game was over. He lost his... PA in the first turn, and then 2 heavies in the next turn, and it was just a downhill spiral.
Yeah.
And that guy just complained what was he playing? About what was the convergence player playing?
Well, obviously, you're the Calandra.
Lucan.
Yeah, I don't think that's... Yeah. It seems like it should be good because it's the anti-ranged, but it's not enough anti-ranged.
No, it was a spiral down, and then he just complained about trolls being a bullshit faction for the rest of the day.
Which is amazing. Hilarious. Trolls are good right now, so people can... It's funnier than people complain about trolls.
Tell 8 years ago Nathan that people were going to say trolls are broken.
Yeah.
And he might not have sold them.
And most of the troll lists that are good, I don't hate playing against. They're good, but they're not like we always complain about certain casters that just drive you nuts. But like troll lists in general, Meat Mountain maybe is the exception, but aren't that annoying. They're good and they're powerful, but they're not like you don't hate every moment of playing against them. Like there's some lists you just hate playing against.
Runes of War.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even still, that's gimmicky, but it's not like Haley 2 bullshit.
It is not Haley 2.
Fucking ultimate answer for that.
Which faction?
Your circle. His name is Cro-Mac. Runes of War can go fuck itself after
or
that.
Or any list with druids. Any list with druids.
With UA.
Not even with UA.
I thought they had the UA.
You have the ultimate answer and any list you want it in.
Is it a book?
Merc player.
Oh, he's a merc.
It's a 2-point solo that shuts down spellcasting within a fucking foot of him.
Yeah.
Orin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also the book.
Yeah.
That can also take Orin.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I know, but nobody. I mean, there's so many counters to Runes of War. I know because I faced them all on the same day.
It was a good day. It was a funny day.
Fucking horrible. Yeah, Cro-Mac is like the biggest answer against that because, you know, Bestial is good. Is a thing.
You know what else is really good against Runes of War? Ruin.
Yes.
Just come at me, bro. They die if they shoot him.
They got tough.
As long as they don't shake it.
They have to get like time. 3 inches away from him and not die and pass the tough.
Five. It's an 8-inch.
Wasn't he? Oh, he's only minus 3?
Yeah, minus 3.
I thought
3.
He was minus 5 like the Soulless War.
No,
he's minus 3.
He's only minus 3.
Still.
Still, minus 3 it usually pulls off like a lot of...
Your computer errored.
I don't know what the fuck is going on. Our live stream is gonna be dead until I get
the video's down. That's fine. They can still hear us.
Yeah, maybe.
Our wonderful sexy voices.
Loving it.
Boom.
Like I said, anytime that we go with the stream that's going over Wi-Fi, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
Yeah. So why are we Wi-Fi?
Where's the modem?
I can see your cable jack right there. Where's your modem?
Not up here.
I don't use cable.
Oh.
Just buy a 100-foot cable and throw it downstairs.
Yeah. I actually it doesn't reach.
Buy 150-foot cable.
I already tried it.
I have a drill. I mean, there's a floor right here.
I was thinking about going up into the vent.
Yeah.
Seeing if we could run it through. Not there.
In the vents.
They're in the vents.
You open and just John McClane's skeleton is there.
But it is dropping frames like mad, and I don't know why.
It's dropping the beat.
Oh.
I thought I had a beat too anyway. I knew where you were going with that one.
Fuck me.
No.
Fucking Steam is on.
God damn it, Steam, you son of a bitch.
Steam sale pops up.
Steam sale? Don't even joke about Steam sale. I was going to run home. My car's outside. I was still going to run.
You can buy Steam sale games on your phone.
It's true.
What?
If you install the Steam app, there's a store on the Steam app.
Oh my god, there's a Steam app with the store?
Yes.
Yeah.
I wish you hadn't told me. I'm never going to have money again.
If your computer stays on, you can actually have it install while you're at work.
Yes.
Do you know how many games I have purchased and never played?
A lot. Probably that's the point of Steam.
What?
Hey, Nathan, someday you'll have time to play those games.
Someday. Yeah, I pull up Steam and I look and I see all these games I've never played and all these games I only played a little and I'm like, aw. And then after I look at that inside, then I go buy the Ultimate Edition of Skyrim. That's what happened last time. That was not a wise decision.
Hey, you have to buy games with the Ultimate Edition because it's the ultimate.
Right? They were like all expansions for a nickel. I had to buy it.
You can either buy the entire game with all the expansions again for like $15 or you can pay $20 for the base game. And then have to buy all the expansions at a later date.
That's bullshit.
It is bullshit. Bullshit.
I have The Witcher 2 Ultimate Mega Death Cool Awesome Edition, and I'm going to play that one day.
I have
one day.
I've had
one
that for day. Like 2 years, and I still haven't played it.
I love The Witcher, and I beat the first one.
I fucked so many women in the first one. I don't even remember the plot, but I made damn sure that every woman I could, I fucked.
I like made it a third in the second butcher like 3 times. It's one of those games where if you get about a third in and you stop and you go back later, you just forgot the control, so you have to start back over. It's like, nope, I'm out. Oh, I gotta, the third one's coming out on the console. I think that game.
Oh, there's going to be a third one, and I still haven't played the second one.
And it's an open world. I think the third one on the PS4 might be the way I go because I think that game is built for a controller.
One of my favorite things is always to tell people who play The Witcher that I played The Witcher wrong.
Oh, you tell the story of how you play Witcher.
I played it wrong, and people are like, you can't really play a game wrong. And then I tell them how I played, and they're like, no, you played it wrong. Have you played The Witcher?
I have.
You know how a big mechanic of that, you have the alchemy thing, and you like mix the potions to put on your blade to fight against other enemies and stuff like that? Like if you're fighting against a vampire, there's the anti-vampire staff and everything, different swords and everything like that. I didn't do any of that.
I got
literally none of it. I sold all my ingredients to buy jewelry so I could fuck women.
I wouldn't necessarily call that playing wrong.
The point is, every fight was just me hitting them with my blunt sword that was the wrong metal for like an hour, and then they'd finally die, and I'd harvest their teeth and sell it to fuck women.
That reminds me more of the Witcher novel than the Witcher game.
It was really difficult.
And then you get the playing cards whenever you you fuck this new chick. Here's a new playing card. You gotta collect them all.
My version of the Witcher. He was just this like he was like those obsessed Pokemon players. He just had all his cards and everything. And yeah, people were like, can you please save us from this werewolf? No, I have playing cards.
I have more women to have sex with.
Yes.
Bring out your best looking woman. Then we'll discuss
the werewolf situation.
And that damn, there's like a what's the plant nymph things, whatever.
Spriggans?
Spriggans. No, those are the Kador Jacks.
Oh.
Dryads?
Whatever. There's a plant woman that you literally have one chance to have sex with in that game. Like, the other ones, you can go back to their town and whatever, but this one, you have one chance. I reloaded my save like 72 times to make sure I got that conversation right, because I was not missing that trading card.
Fair enough.
I'm a completionist, and I wanted to see her plant boobs.
There's an article about how many hours of sex simulation they had to do for Witcher 3. There was like an obscene, like 70 to, it was either over 70 or over 100 hours of like sex video stuff they had to do for Witcher 3. They get all the animations.
It's all
right.
Mocap. It was just reference.
They're just saying Witcher 3, they had like all this work put. It was a big, ridiculous article.
It's like 2.5 work weeks. That doesn't sound like enough.
Solid.
Yeah.
Math out how long you take when you have sex.
He's done.
Like 5 seconds.
All right. Now divide that into 80 hours.
I can't. That's too much math.
Yeah. That's how much sex.
Nope, I quit. Okay. 20 times 60. No, I'm done.
That's why you only take 5 seconds when you have sex.
I finished twice in that time.
Ew.
That's why his hands are there. He's keeping everything safe.
Not live streaming anymore.
That's fine.
The live stream is
done.
Everyone
was looking at me, so I had to.
The live stream was a disaster this week.
No one can see John's crotch anymore.
Oh.
How depressing. It's a gift that keeps on giving.
It gives stuff,
hey,
I guess.
Katie,
yeah.
How's it going over there?
We can zappity grumble.
Let's zappity grumble.
Yeah, grumble those zaps.
There's like two.
Well, there was last week's Facebook. There were like a half dozen that got posted after we finished recording, so I was going to pull up those.
You're done with Star
Realm. I went to pull those up, and apparently it was my turn in a Star Realm game that I had left open, so I got rid of that.
Did you discard a card?
I did have to discard a card.
Did you have to play a card?
Tim Simpson made me discard a card. What a dick.
Oh, this is.
Hey, look, there's
my ultimate
we're
goal
all thinking about
you go and discard your whole hand in that game. That's what I want to do. But
go pure yellow.
Here we go. I found last week's thing. So let me find the question. The last question we answered. That was a question that we answered. Did we say who was your favorite doctor?
I don't recall that one.
Mine is Phil. It's a trick question because he's not really a doctor.
Also, I don't know if it's a trick to make me tell an anecdote that I've already told. That's awesome cosplay. Because yeah. I have Dr. Phil anecdote, but I'm not going to tell
ahead.
It. Because no, I've probably told it before.
No, you haven't. I don't remember it.
I have not heard a Dr. Phil. I do not remember a Dr. Phil anecdote from you.
Two of my cousins have terrible sibling rivalry. And so they fought all the time. Their relationship was in tatters. It was terrible, horrible, horrible. So they signed up for the Dutch. And there you go. Afraid not. Sorry. They signed up for the Dr. Phil show. They went on the Dr. Phil show. After the show, they went out to dinner and they went, man, that guy's a terrible person. He solved zero of our problems. But it would be a shame to waste the money we spent coming out here to be on his show. So they just fixed all their problems without him.
That's how he fixes stuff.
He fixes their problems by being so incompetent that they fix it themselves out of spite.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Nothing fixes a relationship like spite.
He looks like a penis and he's not a doctor. Like, I can do 50% of those things.
I can do all of those things.
No, I passed medical school.
No.
Yeah.
Really? When?
Zappity.
Grumble. That was a Zappity.
Who should take the next hit from the Nerf bat? And was Circles justified a la Brodigus?
That wasn't really a Brattigus nerf.
It was kind of a Brattigus nerf.
It was an everybody nerf.
Yeah.
Well, they're saying, but was it justified because of Brattigus?
Justified.
I don't think it was justified. I think it was pretty much how they said it was going. It was something that was in the works.
It was justified, whether or not it was Brattigus' fault.
Yep. Agreed.
But who gets the next nerf bat?
Minions. They're getting cocky.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like they think they're real fashion.
And they're going to hit the pig half for no reason, even.
Carver's feet gets the nerf.
Yeah, it's going to be like Midas or something random. They're going to make the dials take 2 fury and D6 damage.
I'm not sure.
I'm still eyeballing Tune-Up.
I think Tune-Up is a very good option there. As somebody who actually plays Thor in an Earthbreaker, I don't think it should actually work on huge bases. At the same time, you're only dealing with a single 2-point model that deals with only 3 casters in the game that can take that model.
Well, that's not true.
How is that not true?
I'm sorry, we're not talking... Well, Thor, you said a 2-point model that only 3 casters in the game...
A 2-point model is Thor.
Right.
Who can only affect... One model
and that model, model only 3 casters can
that
take.
Can only be played by 3 casters in the game.
That middle bridge you hadn't said out loud, and so I was like, more than 3 casters can take Thor.
No, I said 3 casters in the game. Out of 150 casters.
He said you're taking a 2-point model that only 3 casters in the game can take.
No,
is what I heard.
One model.
I don't care! It doesn't fucking matter!
It does.
Okay, let's rewind the...
Zappity!
Rumble.
So what I said is that I agree that Thor should not affect huge base models.
And then you go in up
the
and
same,
he tried.
But in the same light, he is only a 2-point model that can affect one type of model that can only be taken by 3 casters in the game.
Yeah.
As compared to like Dougal McNeil, who can affect, you know, a ton of things. For mercenaries and outside of that as well.
Well, I think before Denny 3 even gets released, she needs to be nerfed, so.
She looks so... Oh, yeah, I forgot. I keep forgetting I'm talking about Denny 3 because I just keep, like, passing out.
We don't know for sure there's a Denny 3.
That's true.
Yeah.
I think it's a miniature Denny 3, and she's riding one of those...
scavengers.
Scavengers, yeah. It's just
all right.
Shrunk.
I'm going to point something out. We don't know for sure there's a Denny 3 because all we see is a war witch riding a dragon. That could be any female caster.
Yep.
Yeah.
For example, it could be Haley 3.
No.
Yeah. It could be Haley 3.
There's too much other Crix in the background.
She could be leading fucking Crix is my point.
Yeah, well.
Haley 3 could convert.
Oh.
They could do that. They say they're going to kill a major character. Yeah. You know who's a major?
Yeah.
Haley.
Yeah.
So we could have Warwitch Jezreel?
Yes.
But that's all
right.
You know,
because somebody pointed out that on the cover of Reckoning, the way that she's posed, you can't see the right arm or the stomach, which are the two identifying features of the twins.
True.
You can't tell which of those that
is. I'm sure it's steady, but if it was Haley, I'd have to see a doctor because my erection would be going out for more than 4 hours.
Right.
I'm sad.
Because that then could actually just be Warwitch Jezreel.
That would
just
be fucking awesome.
Yeah. More than four
it's
hours.
It's not, but it would be awesome.
It's not going to be, but it would be amazing.
I disagree.
That's the next book.
No.
So, any other nerfs?
No.
Okay, fine.
I mean, Haley too. If they could just kill her.
Just ban her. Thoughts on Jim Butcher new series that's coming out this fall?
Yeah, he has a steampunk theme book. So he put the
steampunk airship pirate captain.
Mm. Yeah. The artwork's out already for the first book and the title's out. It's coming out soon. No, later this year.
I think he did a panel on it at Last Dragon Con or something like that.
May have to check it out.
Yeah.
Steampunk's not my favorite genre, though.
Yeah, fuck Worm
I
Machine.
Mean, book-wise, so.
I've never read a steampunk book, but I like steampunk everything else.
You should read Bone Shaker.
Bone Shaker.
I've heard good
is
things
good.
About that, but.
Yeah, so yeah, that's cool. Jim Butcher, we love him.
He made that one bad thing. Fooled you, no he didn't. What's the first expansion for Poop or Potato?
Jello?
Jello.
With a question mark. Because you have Poop or Potato, and then maybe Jello.
I just assumed that it was a bag of eyes.
The Frozen expansion. Frozen Poop or Frozen.
No, you know what goes great with Poop or Potatoes? Corn.
Oh, well played.
Gravy.
Somebody thought about that one for a while.
You could sell at least 100 of that game, I'm certain.
You probably could. I'm going to kickstart it.
Well, the potato salad Kickstarter got so far. Clearly, you just need to ride on those coattails.
Well, no, you just say, the video is just poop a potato question mark, and then it just has goals. No, it's just analysis. Just...
The Kickstarter is a game, just like the game.
If we put that image of the board game up and kickstarted it and put goals, we would make money.
Yeah.
That's the depressing thing about the world we live in.
You don't want to put it on Kickstarter. You want to put it on Indiegogo, where you have even fewer obligations to your backers.
Yeah.
That's true.
Or GoFundMe as well.
Or GoFundMe.
I will say that you mentioned Indiegogo. At least because Kickstarter is getting more rules, so people are going to other ones. And now it's kind of like, wait a minute, you have to follow through on yourself on Kickstarter? Let's go to the other places where there's less rules and regulations.
It's difficult to commit fraud here.
My favorite is the ones that have legitimate Kickstarters, and then someone steals the formatting code from Kickstarter and puts it straight on Indiegogo. And just changes the terms to be like, you give me your money, regardless of whether I hit the stretch goal or not.
Yeah. Nathan Fillion and Alan
Conman.
Yeah. Their Kickstarter thing going right now, which is pretty amazing.
Anyone else back that? Because I have.
I would have. Jeremy did. Yeah. I would have given the video, the video for their thing. It's like a 3-minute video, and it's hilarious.
Is that the teaser with on the toilet?
That's the teaser from one of the episodes.
The
or whatnot.
Pitch where they're actually
the pitch
talking.
One, okay. Which is like I didn't 6 minutes
the
long.
Pitch there phase, are but... at least two Nathan Fillions in it.
Yes.
Maybe more.
I would have actually
More.
I would have given them $600 if I would have seen it earlier because it was one of those for $600 they do a video for you. And I'm like, I would have given them $600.
Oh my god, we could have another pitch we could have had for the show.
Yeah.
Damn it.
It sold out too fast.
No,
I would have lost $600.
Anyway.
Huh?
No one listens to us anyway.
Oh,
if Nathan Fillion says too, they will.
We had at least three people watching us live.
They had three of them watching the broken stream.
They're like, what?
2 seconds. Because we were at like 10 or so, and then it just,
it died.
So then I decided I'm going to pull the plug.
Zappity.
Grumble.
Two random members of tonight's podcast are put in the Thunderdome. Who leaves alive?
Oh, we got a D6.
We have to get random first.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo, catch up. That's a new topic.
Do you actually?
Okay, Jeremy Clarkson.
There's another Jeremy Clarkson thing.
In his pockets.
All right, I'm going to be one. I'll reroll a 7 through 10. All right, that's a 9.
Failed
that's
brother.
A 6.
All right, 1, 2, 3, 4. Wait. Oh, yeah, so that's Brian. I'm bad at counting. Brian and Brian are in the Thunderdome. Brian wins.
That one was a 9.
No, it's a 6. Because it's the left digit. This is terrible. Brian and Andy are in the Thunderdome.
Dun, dun, dun.
Sorry, Andy. You're too gentle.
I have so much repressed rage. Yeah.
I've seen his iPads.
I've gone through rage as well.
That's true. As of, Brian buys the replacement plans on his electronics so that he knows he can just randomly smash his stuff.
And I've learned you can walk into the store and say it broke, and they ask what happened. I dropped it, and it's literally in pieces. And they're like, really? Yes. Give me my replacements.
And they will.
Yeah.
Speaking of replacement, I got to get a new phone.
Yeah, Brian will take care of that.
Oh, damn, if we're not live streaming, that would have been perfect.
Yeah, I will. My phone. It's amazing when you throw a phone straight to the ground how many little pixel bits you can get the screen.
It's like confetti.
Yeah.
I miss phones that you could throw across the room and they still worked.
My printer wasn't working. I was trying to fix it, then I decided to punch it, and it was one with a copier built in, and so the lid was shut, and I punched it, and then I opened the lid, and the glass was like just rubble. It was pretty awesome.
Did it work after that?
No.
That would have been the good answer to the story is that I punched it, the copier is broken, but the printer now works.
Yeah. Actually, you know what, when they have those videos on TV and they like say, or I guess they don't really promote via video replacement plans, but if they did, it should be a video of me with electronics.
Yes.
And this is why you want to replace a plan. It's just me.
No, just have a guy's... You rage. Just cut to the guys in office space.
So I don't feel like when I offer the replacement plan to people on like tablets and stuff like that, and they're like, no, I'm sure it'll be fine. I'm just like, dude, 1 year and 11 months from now, quote unquote, drop it and get your fucking money and get a brand new one.
Well, especially some companies like Staples, you literally can just say, I broke a thing, and they're like, whatever.
Don't care why.
Yeah, exactly. When I learned that, everything broke in a year.
Well, how did it break? Well, there were 2 days left on it, and I had a hammer.
Fair enough, here's your money. Yeah, usually my rage will outpace that, though.
And Chris Williams wanted to know, how can I punish my brother for being sick at my wedding and making my wife and I sick on our honeymoon? I'm curious how your brother got your wife sick.
Virulence.
I guess they're going to the Thunderdome next.
And last of last week is Nat S. Edson S. So you get 2 superpowers, one of which is attached to the other. It only activates when the other does, but always does so. For example, you could choose fly invisibility. You can only turn invisible when flying, but when you are flying, you are automatically invisible. Which powers do you choose?
Fly invincibility.
So you're only invincible when you're flying?
Yep.
So like if you get hit by a truck while you're not flying, you die?
No, I would just be consistently hovering on the ground.
Hovering a foot off the ground.
Yeah. All the time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll choose omniscience and super strength. Oh, darn, they're both on all the time.
Insubstantiability and fire. I want to be on fire and insubstantial.
Just always?
Yeah. Well, I mean, at the same time.
Yeah.
Well, I turn one on and the other one turns on, so I catch myself on fire and then I can walk through walls, and then I'd be on fire.
Ghost fire.
Ghost fire.
Huh.
That's my superhero name.
Ghost fire. All right.
This is very complicated. The rest of us are all like just staring.
Don't
at the wall.
Overthink it. I just cheated the system. You can think of something else.
That's true. You did.
Because I'm just all knowing and all powerful. Oh darn. Have to do both.
So you're God.
Lowercase. I'm a God.
I'm going to take the inverse of what he takes.
So you're super weak and stupid?
Exactly.
Legit?
You're Nathan. Legit. All right, Jeremy.
Man, I don't know.
Take laser beams.
Oh my God, laser eyes and something else.
Hilarious. So I become Cyclops.
And mirror body.
And a dick. There we go.
You turn into a penis that shoots lasers out of its eye?
Yes.
Man.
I saw Yorosuka Doji. You're not being original. That's a hentai porno movie with monsters and stuff.
Yeah. Of course, you're aware. The other Jeremy will kill you.
I'm from San Francisco. Of course I'm aware.
Yes.
We still don't have Brian.
You don't have Brian. I was trying to think of, for some reason, I'm thinking, what are all these superpowers people have? And I can't think of more than like 2.
Well, if you can think
so
of two,
put those
two.
Well, but then we all sit flying, and that's like I can't use flying because that's actually the most common one to use.
And I was like going to say teleportation in this, but then my brain was like, oh, I ran out of ideas.
Obviously, teleport and fly. There you go.
Wait, well, the first thing I thought, how do you do something while teleporting? The whole point of teleporting is that there's no wall.
Well, that's yeah. Why, yeah.
So he can fly and teleport.
Yes, but
that's why
it doesn't.
No, he can choose to fly and then teleport.
But you can't do anything during teleportation because there isn't a during.
That's why you do the flying part as your main, and then you can choose to teleport.
There's
when
not
you're
a
flying.
No. They're both always. There's no main and secondary.
Well, my first I was gonna say psychic teleportation, but that doesn't make any sense either. But that was the first two things that popped in my head.
You can't
teleport.
I'm only psychic.
Instant. Yeah, I thought.
I thought I heard you say sidekick teleportation.
Psychic. You just like, only teleport your sidekick. You boink. You boink.
Yeah, I was thinking psychic teleportation, but that doesn't really work well together.
Sidekick teleportation.
There we go.
Zappity.
It's going to be a very boring comic.
Here's a good one. Because I can solve a lot of problems with this. The multiple man ability, where you just make a whole shit ton of yourself, and the human torch ability, where you're on fire. So all you do is make hundreds of flaming versions of yourself.
And die horribly.
Yeah, yeah. They're not immune to the fire. They just run around flaming.
You're just like, you're drunk at a bar. Look what I could do.
Yeah, it's the Venture Brothers version of the Human Torch, but also the ability to replicate yourself.
Yes. Oh,
okay. I just want an entire Woodstock-sized mob of flaming Nathans.
Has anyone
could
seen
they be
the
naked?
Book Superpowers?
Yeah, of course. Their clothing wore burned off.
Or their clothing. You can't replicate clothing.
Yeah. So the clothing burned off. Also.
So we're like all burning Nathan Terminators.
Yeah.
Zappity.
Somebody's beeping.
And then from this week, we have, for running a Who's a Boss event, has anyone made an app or some digital version of the wheel? I know it has. I've seen it. I don't know where it is.
I know some groups that use it. I don't know. I don't pay attention to it. I know that Vassal has a Who's the Boss app in it, the online game playing thing. I don't use it because I like playing in real life.
I'll look around a little, and if I can find it, I'll post
it. Yeah, I know somebody's got it out there. It's cool, but it's not the same. It's not the same thing.
Well, everyone can build a wheel, so it's
yeah, true.
So well
there have been people who have, and if you have built a wheel, I'd like a picture. Send me a picture.
Send a picture of your wheel.
Yep. Not of just random wheels of a Who's the Boss. Damn
it!
I don't want a picture of your truck wheel.
And where did they send it to?
Post it to our Facebooks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or podcasts at crippledsystems.com. No, wheels they should post. Everyone can see the wheel.
Yeah.
We'll post it to the Who's the Boss page.
This one I'm glad to see because I wanted to talk about this, and I forgot I wanted to talk about this, so this will remind me of this. So they announced that they're doing the Force of Distinction book that's going to have all of the theme forces so far.
Mm-hmm.
Good topic.
That is one of the things I want to talk about. And the thing I want to talk about, number two, and this person asks, they say, because Morgul 2 is on the cover.
Yes, Morgul 2, in a very ridiculous, acrobatic pose.
And he says, what will it take to make Morgul 2 good in a theme force? And before we answer that, I want to ask, why is Morgul 2 bad?
I've played
because
Morgul 2
I look at his, like, after, like, I know he's terrible. I know he's, like, the worst caster in either system. I know that Morgul 2 is utter shit garbage, sub-Zerkova. This is a fact. But I wanted to remind myself why. I looked in War Room and I looked at him and it looks amazing.
Well,
why is he terrible?
A, what makes him, what are his positive things? Defense 17 is always good.
Stealth.
Stealth. No.
Yeah, he has stealth.
Yes, because one doesn't, he does.
He has perfect balance.
Perfect
too,
balance.
He?
Apparition's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, Apparition on a caster is ridiculous. Arcane Assassin is amazing.
Yeah.
A lot of assassins.
Weapon Master. He's an Arcane Assassin Weapon Master with Blind on his off weapon.
Yeah, which is non-reach, but still, Blind is amazing. Very few things can Blind nowadays. Part of the problem with him, he is Lord Assassin Morgul.
Yeah.
So you think, obviously, everyone wants their cast to be the best at something. Yeah. Like, you want, if your cast is a sling spells, you want yours to be the best spell slinger.
Yeah.
But you think if the guy's a Lord Assassin, he would be one of the top assassination, you know, melee assassination casters.
His feat's called Assassination Run.
It is, and that makes so many people sad. Because you read the text of it, and you're like, did they just have a typo in the name of the feat, or the name of the ability is what it does? But he can, if you are within 12 inches of him, and you have an open lane from him to your caster, he's going to do very serious damage to your caster. The problem is, this game has so many other casters that can kill you in melee from 17 to 20 inches, so when his threat's 12, A, it's much neuter than most of the other melee casters. Striker 2 is ridiculous.
Are both of his weapons non-reach?
I believe, yes.
Okay.
Non-reach. Yep, both non-reach.
He got better when you got the when he was able the Arcanine, because he would get in the business, blind some stuff, and he would be stuck there. But now he can sprint away with the Arcanine. He can put no knockdown.
Malakarn's Animus would have done that already too.
The Malakarn, but it was just nice to have the spring. You didn't have to take sure. Karn. But I mean, the problem is Purify takes away all those abilities, so that slows him down. His spell list doesn't really. Ghost Walk is amazing.
Yeah,
but mm-hmm. I mean, he needs.
You can't move through models.
He's a five. He can't go through stuff. If he had acrobatics, he'd be another layer tough. But when you play him, you're like, man, this guy is on the precipice of being decent. But when you play him, all his parts together just never add up to being that good. It's just he always fails in some areas. It's just he doesn't quite have. He has Ghost Walk. He also has.
He has like a half dozen amazing things and a half dozen gaps, and those gaps are just frustrating, is what you're saying.
He has the Silence of Death, which is pretty slick.
Yes.
As
someone who faced him with a McBane list once, yeah. I can tell you that Silence of Death is really fucking annoying.
Yeah.
Because when you have an upkeep spell that says your opponent doesn't get a feat, it's a good upkeep spell.
Yeah.
I wonder, they've been kind of toying around with Theme Force, building different cards with a Theme Force. I wonder if they could, for just his Theme Force, just give him, like, acrobatics.
He does, I am amused by what has to be the most worthless elite cadre ever.
Oh, yeah, he gives the Pain Givers...
Perry,
which is...
Or no, not Perry. He gives him perfect balance.
Perfect balance.
So his one hit point support solos can stand up for free.
He also has the assassin guys who go forward. And that unit's frustrating, too, because they used to be much better. And now they're just shy of being good. He's just shy of being good. His cool advanced deploy shadow guys are just shy of being good. If he had a solid feat, you'd probably see him a lot. I mean, P. Morgul has maltreatment, so at least he can go up to 6 focus or 6 fury. But he lost that in the elite, his epic version. And his feet, I mean, +2 defense, sure, but Mordekaiser gives +3. Mordekaiser gives Poltergeist, and he gives evasion. So if you shoot at him, he gets to move a little bit, but I would rather have, Poltergeist and +3 is so much better than +2 and evasion.
Well, isn't evasion a big part of Makeda 1's, or Makeda 2's feet, whichever Makeda?
She just gives immune to free strikes.
That's what evasion is.
But I thought he has whatever he has is if you shoot a gun at him. He
oh, you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
Doesn't he do both? Doesn't he do?
She does immune to free strikes and no knockdown.
He does immune to free strikes too.
So he does immune to free strikes and evasion.
Well, evasion's immune to free strikes.
Yep.
Oh, right. Evasion's immune to free strikes and
if you're missed when you're not free striking it.
You just feel like he should have that. He wants to go for the kill. Immune to free strikes is nice, but he already has. It's like you just want that more offensive type feat. We already have so many defensive feats. I feel like he should almost have Makeda 2's feat, and she should have something else. I just feel like what her feat does, the extra charge, you know, because she has Road to War, give more distance and boosted to hits. It just feels like his feat doesn't match him.
His feat should be completely different. His feat should actually be like Killstroke.
Or should be something. It
should be like the Kazi Assassin. I can see like him and like warrior.
Like
models.
If it was +2 defense and acrobatics instead of +2 and evasion.
Yeah, I could totally see that being a better
He got hit
version
so bad.
Your whole army getting acrobatics would be insane.
Well, look at Testament has the same kind, and he's like
Testament basically has acrobatics,
and he's 10 inches, and he's a 10 inch. Only affects that bubble. He used obviously his Mark 1 feat was too powerful. Partially, it was too powerful because of the extoller rule, and that got changed in Mark 2 anyway. But when he could blind everyone at 10 inches, that was amazing. But some people thought it was a little too good. I don't know if I agree with that. I want to argue a point. But he really got the you're too good at the end of Mark 2, so they toned him down so hard at Mark 1. He just got...
So what Theme Force...
I don't know what you could... Well, Key's response to make him better was to reword his feet. Like his tier 4 bonus is just to replace his feet with this verbiage. Just put in something useful in there.
Yeah, they've been messing around with cards in that recently.
But not the caster's card.
Not the caster, but it be
not
interesting.
Yet. Yeah.
I mean,
hey, give him ambush. I don't know, that'd be interesting.
Give the caster ambush. I honestly think that start with her caster not on the board.
It would be something if he would be just redone as a caster. I mean, he seems.
Yeah, but then you're just asking for Morgul 3.
Correct.
Which I would take.
I mean, it's not.
I mean, like I think he should. I agree. I think he should have acrobatics. I think his feet being like a kill stroke, kind of like the Chaozzi, would be what I would expect out of him. Maybe having Cyclone.
Well, there's other once per game effects that we've seen, like Force Wall gives everything Kalissa's feet basically again. So I could see perhaps like a tier 4 benefit being that on Morgul's feet turn, they also get something else added onto that.
I love the Morgul 2 model. I love his fluff. When he first came out, he has the story of when he goes epic is really amusing. I like Morgul 1 and Morgul 2. Whenever he's in the stories, he's always fun. I've tried playing him a bunch, and you can get some success out of him, but you're putting so much work to make something work where everything... I'm not a big fan of saying, well, I don't play X because Y is better, but when it's so obvious that he's that far down, I mean, you're really stretching when you play him to, like, justify why you're doing that. You have to be like, you know what, I want to play Morgul 2 just for the fuck of it. But when you're, you know, you can't really say, well, I'm going to show the world that I can do it. With Morgul. I mean, you know, it's just so much extra effort for Morgul 2. And I want to like him, and it's frustrating. But who knows? Theme Force is going to be cool. And I mean, it'd be fun. It'd be hilarious if his theme was not in that book. If the Force Extinctions did not even have a new theme in there.
He's just on the cover.
This is kind of a throwaway book. We just had this art lying around.
Yeah. I know someone on Twitter was like, why is he doing all those acrobatics? Something that I'm covering, we just have acrobatics. I thought that was kind of hilarious.
It could be something where maybe it's like a part of the theme forest where it gives models in this army acrobatics.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, who knows what it'll do, but it'd be cool.
They could be toying around with like some type of mini feet for part of the theme.
Or it could just be garbage.
Yeah, or it could be also possible. Yeah.
Although I'm still thinking about the concept of a caster ambushing.
It'd be harder in Horde because he had the beast. He had to be...
The whole battle group could
the
ambush.
The whole battle group ambushes. It would be amazing. It has a cap at some level.
Would it be going as the how specialists were done for ambushing?
But the thing is, the whole battle group ambushing, I mean, you still only come in one side or the other.
Yeah.
So for scenario, like, you'd have to worry about building your list because if it's incursion, you got to have the rest of your army going after that far other flag. Because they already have a theme force where the caster gets to advance deploy, so they're not opposed to casters deploying differently.
I could see
them
doing something like make his advanced deploy guys
waiting for people's brains to remember who it is.
I can't.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. But that's what I want. I want ambushing.
You Morgul. Play the faction. Mm-hmm. Ambushing. Ambushing. I'd go with the ambushing battle group. I support that now.
it would be bizarre.
But you know what? You might play him.
Probably, yeah, I would. You definitely do it for a little while.
Yeah.
And then I would take Bog Trogs and jam the other side with Bog Trogs.
That'd be amazing.
And have no point. I would start the game with no models. No models on the table.
Lord Assassin Morgul and his theme force would just be called...
what about Flip
Surprise,
Side?
Surprise Butt Sex.
How about he doesn't get it, okay? But solos and units in his army gain ambush. So the only thing that doesn't ambush is his battle group.
You know, the only problem with his battle group ambushing is the poor Pengivers are so important for scoring the beast that it would still be useless without him. He'd ambush without Pengivers. He'd have to be battle group plus Pengivers just because, you know.
Models in this army gain ambush.
Tier 4 battle group.
Yeah, yeah. Models in this army gain ambush.
It'd be so ridiculous. You see a lot of fucking Morgul 2 on the table.
You go first and you're like, your turn. And then they move models and click and you go, your turn. You just wait till like... That'd be great.
Yeah. Zappity.
If I turned out to be right.
Can Battle Engine move? But how do you have to have a rule for Colossals because they're supposed to be placed first.
Damn it.
No, they can have a rule that supersedes it.
He's not allowed to take a mammoth.
Yeah.
Yeah. I suppose. I just want to tell you about mammoth. Sneaking out of the table. Out of the edge.
You couldn't bring Arcanons then either.
No.
Or not Arcanons. The Animatrix.
I'm waiting for the theme versus their FA Unlimited and they're free and you still wouldn't see them on the table.
You'd just be annoyed they're in your way being shitty.
Yeah.
Well, all they need is a theme force that allows animatrixes that says they can spend fury tokens to buy attacks.
Yeah, that would help.
Why
yeah.
the fuck can't they do that? Everything with Soul Taker can do it.
Yeah. It is a thing. Oh, well. There's so many things wrong with that thing. We don't have that's a podcast.
Well, I think I'm out of questions. That's it. Unless there's Twitter. I didn't go on Twitter. Did you tweet?
Let's start the ambushing Morgul 2 petition. I mean, the book's already published, so it's not going to matter. But
on change.org.
If it turns out I'm right. Are you going on Twitter, Andy?
I'm trying.
Meanwhile, politics. So you think they're going to charge those guys with treason?
No.
I don't think they will. I think it would be interesting if they...
Hey, you're supposed to be looking up Twitter.
No, I think it's very interesting that there is a big hullabub about this when the Democrats did the exact same thing during Bush's tenure.
I don't remember that.
Nobody does.
That's why I watch the Daily Show. They pull it out.
They pulled that right out of the Daily Show. They had basically a bunch of Democrats did the exact, not to the same, not to Iran, but to other delegates outside of the U.S. undermining Bush.
Wasn't this the Somalia talks?
I think so. Yeah.
What? It's anarchy.
Yeah.
You mean one political group did something, and another group didn't like it, and then years later, when they switched power, they did the exact same thing, but the other group wasn't mad about it? You mean that happened in our government system?
What?
I don't understand the world anymore.
Yeah. At first, I was in the same boat. I thought it was pretty horrible for our one branch of government to basically undermine the other one. By inviting the president of Israel over to talk, and then to start talking to Iran and say, whatever deal you make with our president, it's just shit. We'll overturn it.
We've lost all of our listeners.
Yeah.
Well, Andy's supposed to be Twittering.
Well, I looked it up.
We should never bring up politics.
I know, I was joking.
Somebody was thanking for... getting ready for tomorrow's Who's the Boss tournament. Thank Ripple System for inventing it.
Tomorrow's?
Which was yesterday.
Oh, that'd be great. That's a Mondays. They just play Who's the Boss on Mondays, where they're from.
Yeah.
Wow.
That seems good.
Yeah,
and somebody was complaining. It looks like Tort is upset that Tortorific, that we killed the stream.
Well, suck it, Tort.
Yeah, next week I'll have Ethernet up here, so we won't have to worry about it.
150 foot Ethernet cable.
Yeah. Send that to Andy Welton.
I just threw away like 150 foot Ethernet cord today. I'm like, no one ever needs this. I just threw it away.
Oh, was that at your?
Yeah.
Okay. God damn it! I could have actually really used that.
I'm like, no one. I thought about it. I'm like, who would I know that needs this? Oh, nobody. Taught.
Damn it.
It's fair.
There is no other Twitter stuff.
Okay.
So that was recommendations.
Jeremy Kofod.
I'm doing mine right away.
No.
Mine before everyone else. Because mine's better. Anyway, I'd like to recommend a game that I played long ago over on the PS1 days that has recently been added on to the new library.
I have a recommendation.
Oddworld.
Oh. Yeah.
Abe's Odyssey.
Yep.
Never played it.
It's a side scroller.
If you like, it's one of the. If you like side scrollers, you like it.
Yeah,
it's,
no, I it always looked good. I just never.
You know why it looked good? Because it's good.
Yeah. Do you have a PS3?
No.
Do you have a PS1 or 2 or 4?
I no longer have a PS1. Never had a PS2.
I can lend you my PS2, and you can play my copies of Oddworld. It's now on the PS4. It's available right now for free on the PSN network.
Ooh, free is good.
Yes, free is very good.
Is it free on both 3 and 4?
I don't know if it's on 3. Okay. I know for sure it's on 4.
I'll be checking when I get home.
But it's a great game. It's very in-depth of the details that they went in to build this world. They made like 5 games, I think, total.
4, I think. Abe's Odyssey, Abe's Exodus, Stranger's Wrath, and Munch's Odyssey. So 4, I believe, is it. I don't remember... Those are the only four I can remember.
But basically, there was only supposed to be like a total of like 5 games overall in their arc. Like Stranger's Wrath was one. The Munch's Odyssey was one. Abe's Odyssey was supposed to only be one, but they built it into 2.
They were supposed to have one game where the main character was each of the races that was in the world.
Yeah.
But then Abe was such a success as a character that they made an actual sequel for him.
Yeah. His sequel is actually pretty good, too. I don't know if
it's more of the same, but when you make something good, more of the same is good.
Correct. I don't know if this game here has got that the sequel. It's been such a long time since I played it. I can't remember if it still includes it or not. No, but, yeah, it's free. It's good. It's all HD remade, so all the graphics and details have been updated.
Cool.
And it sounds like they're coming out with more. So, yeah, that's my done. I'm going away now.
All right. I will also recommend a video game. I'm going to recommend Resident Evil Revelations 2. It is out on the, I think it's on the PS4 and on the new Xbox, or I think it's on both of them, next one. It's basically, instead of being just one game, it's four mini episodes. I think it's like six, you can buy the whole pack at once, so it's like $6 episode. Each one's like 2 to 3 hours of play, maybe 3 to 4 hours of play. It's actually really good, because the last Resident Evil game that came out, Resident Evil 6, was what I would say not well liked by anyone who liked Resident Evil games. 6 sort of punched you in the balls for 2 hours and laughed at you and said, ha 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 ha, you're a moron.
Some people like that, actually.
Yeah.
People pay good money for that.
But this goes back to more of the classic Resident Evil style. The crazy thing is you can, for the first time, well, it might not be the first time ever, but the first Resident Evil game I've played where you can actually move and attack. Because that was a big thing people always complained about for years in RE games. Is when you attack, you had to stand still. Which, when you played, it was just part of the game. It didn't matter, but it just drove some people absolutely fucking mad.
It wasn't so bad when you had very slow-moving things moving towards you. Until those dogs jumped out of that fucking window.
Yeah. Until fucking I played dogs. The Dead Space games, I didn't care, because Dead Space was a third person. Dead Space, I might like Dead Space more than Resident Evil, I can never decide, but Dead Space was the first game I played third person, which is, it's RE in space. It's literally the exact same thing, just in space, but you could move and shoot. I was like, oh my god, this is amazing. I'm moving and shooting. I would just shoot the wall, and I'd run out of bullets and go, oh, that was a bad idea. But Resident Evil Revelations, it's just really good. It just falls around the main character, you know, the characters you're familiar with from all the Resident Evil games, and it's just, it's nice to play a survival horror game that is good again, because every so often that genre suffers.
For long periods at a time. Yeah.
But the Dead Space games are amazing. Jeremy agreed with me, so I got excited. But no, so if you like...
I think the Dead Space games are terrible.
You would.
I've never played them, actually. I just wanted to annoy you.
Well, you can't get past the first room in Last of Us.
I've decided you're a billion at video games. All you can handle are side-scrollers. Like anything that involves, you know, actual singular talent you can't deal with.
I beat Dark Mode Super Meat Boy.
Yeah, exactly. Side-scroller.
I have two.
Yeah, but you
with a keyboard. No. That is fucking psychotic. Actually, I beat light mode with the keyboard. I had to buy a controller for dark mode.
So that's my recommendation. You're up, Nathan Hoffman.
Yay.
The third.
I'm going to recommend a TV show that's an old TV show, well, older, 90s, that I just found out is on Hulu, and it made me happy because I couldn't find my DVD of it, and then I found it on Hulu. I don't think I've recommended this before. I might have. I quote it a lot, but it's Strangers with Candy. The whole series is on Hulu. And that made me happy.
That actress drives me fucking insane.
She's supposed to.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
I guess I'm like Andy. Like Andy doesn't like King of the Hill because he can't stand Peggy. And he can't stand Penny. And I get that she's the reason. She's her annoyance is the reason to like it. But Strange with Candy, I can't get over Candy. I have the problem.
Jerry,
I agree with you too. I could not get over the premise of the show.
It's so good. Stephen Colbert is amazing in it, as is everybody else. The Principal Blackman. I wanted to go into teaching so I could become a principal, so I could be Principal Blackman.
I might be willing to give it another shot now, because, you know, it's been 15 years since it was
pretty,
on.
Yeah, pretty
not
close.
Not that old. Older than that? Yeah, it's, yeah, we're Man, old. It's, we're fucking old.
We are fucking old.
It's like last
but
year.
I might be willing to give it a shot again, because, but... Every time it was on, I could not watch it. I had to turn the channel.
Give it a shot again and just skip to season 2.
No, I'll if I give it a shot, I will start at the beginning and then I'll call it after the first episode.
Well, see, you never can do that because the pilots are always worse than the rest of the series.
I was talking in my Jimison.
I know.
My gym mode.
My Jimison mode.
Yeah. I tried naming off a couple shows that he so needs good. To watch and he's like, no, I'm not. Like Banshee, which Banshee is... Oh, fucking amazing.
You know what it reminds me of? Here's the thing.
Finale happened yet?
Shut up about it and let me use your damn Cinemax thing.
It's sending to my parents.
Those of us who like Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yes.
That premise of everyone on the show is terrible. Everything they do is terrible. And then they do horrific things that are terrible because they're all terrible. That is so... there in Strangers with Candy. It's like the protozoic version of Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Is Charlie Day in the show?
He is not. But Stephen Colbert is.
That's a plus.
Yeah. He's there for you. But it's that same kind of terribleness that's wonderful because it's terrible. Just characters being mean to each other and saying terrible things. And it's that fearlessness that's funny, you know?
That was a big... That was on a lot back when they had the sheriff show. I can't think of what that was called. Something called it. Huh?
Walker, Texas Ranger.
No, the Comedy Central.
Reno 911.
Reno 911. Yeah. Those two shows were on kind of simultaneously.
Yeah, I love Reno 911.
I love the shit out of Reno 911.
I liked Reno. I didn't watch it as much, but I liked the episodes I've seen.
Yeah.
Of course, I also like Super Troopers too.
Those two shows go together
to me, though, kind of my mind.
That's fine. They are both amazing in my mind. Reno 911 is fucking brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I was going to recommend watching the Indiegogo video for the Nathan Fillion thing.
It's still a
recommendation.
Still go ahead and recommend
I feel
that.
Bad for Alan because it's his show, but you still called it the Nathan Fillion thing.
I had a hard time pronouncing his last name occasionally. I don't think about it. That's the only reason I say Nathan Fillion first because his name rolls off the tongue better.
Somebody in the video calls him Alan Tudyk, and he even in the video is like, it's Tudyk.
Yeah.
Which now that makes it easy. Today. Now I know his name is pronounced Tudyk.
Yeah, Tudyk.
So that's easy to remember because it's funny.
Wow.
And if you like Alan Tudyk, it's Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Oh yeah,
it's been recommended a million times.
Yeah. Okay, for anyone that hasn't seen it, go watch it.
Yes,
it's amazing.
It's last names like that I wonder how they made it through grade school.
Dick Butkus.
Oh,
Dick
Butkus. Exactly.
Also, Dick Trickle.
Well,
hey. They became famous. They took that. They took the anger from that and made a career out of it.
Yeah, because they both did become big manly men.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll show you world.
Dip on kiss. Yeah, that's...
Both their parents died mysteriously, too.
They died peacefully in their sleep from being bludgeoned.
The first one's good enough.
Bludgeoned with love.
In the neck or head, yeah.
Spontaneous bludgeoning. No explanation.
Yeah. Speaking of parents dying, I love the cosplay people that dressed up as like as Batman's
Thomas
parents.
And Martha Wayne.
Yes. Yep, and then ran in front of Batman whenever they saw him and laid down in front of him.
It's great, but I'm afraid that we're going to see trends that just escalate now. We're going to see that and like all of those sorts of ridiculous things. I'm just hoping it doesn't go to the two next level.
I don't know. That one took commitment and it was good.
Oh, that's great.
Well, his face? Uncle Ben. Or you could skeletize yourself and be Uncle Owen.
Well, I don't want Craven Hunter to be like walk up to Spider-Man and just blow his brains out. I mean, A, it only works once. And B, there could be kids there.
Yeah, spoilers.
What I want people to do is comic book. I want everybody to dress up as Deadpool of various genders and just start making out with each other. Because I love that all the alternate Deadpools are okay with doing each other because Deadpool's awesome. And if Deadpool has to have sex with anybody, it might as well be Deadpool.
Well, when you're at a Gen Con, there's already 78 Deadpools.
But they aren't making out.
With each other.
They sometimes are.
Fair.
I have been saddened in the last couple of years at Gen Con. I have not seen overweight Klingons.
What?
That's the only kind of Klingons I ever see.
That's a travesty.
I mean, that's...
They've migrated to Dragon Con.
Okay. Because I was going to say, because that's like, you know, that's the thing that you see at Gen Con, was overweight Klingons. Did they take away the Klingon jail, too? That's been around.
It doesn't exist anymore.
It's been gone for a while.
But well, this last Gen Con, there was like 10 of the same anime person.
I'm sure.
It was a group that all did it together, and they had a photo shoot in the main lobby.
Oh, you should have a group where everybody goes to a different doctor. What?
I'll be Dr. Cool. Phil.
Yeah, that's I'll be Dr. Spock.
The
child-rearing guy. Yeah, I'll be like, yeah. And just act confused. Like people, I'll go up and give them advice on child-rearing, and they'll be confused. I'm like, I'm Spock.
If we would actually wear the Star Trek uniform, but then talk about child-rearing. Yeah. All right.
I have... two quick ones. One, I've been playing the crap out of the Majora's Mask 3DS.
Majora's Mask!
I played a ton of it when it was on N64, and I've been slowly but surely getting through the new one on 3DS, and that's been very good.
Do you know what the best 3D Legend of Zelda game is? Majora's Mask!
I played the Ocarina of Time so much that going back to it is just nostalgia. Like, I can do it almost blindfolded. That's how much I've beat the game like.
You know what's a better version of Ocarina of Time?
Majora's Mask. Majora's Mask is so good.
Never played it.
Did you like Ocarina of Time?
I stopped at Zelda 2. That was the best Zelda
game. Side scroller?
Brian,
it's the.
There's a reason I specified 3D, because I play the shit out of Adventure of Link.
Yes. Yep. The thing is, I don't like side scrollers, but Zelda 2, only side scroller I liked.
Trick. You get the candle from the first dungeon, and then you leave. Because then you can skip the dungeon and go and beat the other ones, and then before you go to the final dungeon, you just come back and kill that really shitty easy boss for a quick level up. Pro tip for a 25-year-old game.
That's some tech right there.
It's probably
closer to 30.
No. Because 25.
No, yeah, it'd be probably.
I mean,
85.
It didn't come out of 85.
The math does not help any of us.
Yeah, you're right. The math does not help any of us.
Was it 85? It's pretty close to it. 85 was when the NES was released.
Right, and so yeah, Zelda 1 would have been around 85. Like, you got Mario, Zelda, and then
that's
Zelda 1.
That's when you were talking about.
Zelda 2 we're talking Zelda about. 2.
Oh, okay, never mind. Yeah.
My other one is I played a small little card game yesterday called Bullfrogs, which is actually done by a local Madison designer that's now into stores and distribution.
Who is it by?
Keith.
Never mind, don't care.
Something or other.
Keith Oberman?
No. I could look it up, but I don't have it handy.
1987.
Pretty cool.
Bullfrog. 28 years ago.
Yeah, okay. What kind of game is it?
It's a small area control card game. You get the most adorable little frog meeples, and you get two bullfrogs, and basically you're placing frogs on lily pads and scoring lily pads. It's like 2 to 4 players. I played it with my wife last night, and it was a lot of fun. I recommend anyone who wants a quick 20 to 30 minute and good 2 to 4 player game. Check it out.
Cool.
Sweet.
And mine is another game. It's probably one of the RTSs that I played the most of was Homeworld and Homeworld 2. And now they've got remastered versions.
Ooh.
So I've picked those back up and started playing them again.
So here's a question for you because you've played them. I downloaded them.
Yep.
I went through the tutorial on Homeworld 2, but which one should I play? Like, sometimes I don't know which one was supposed to be. Like, which one should I play? Does it matter? Are they so similar?
They're very similar. Like, the controls and just... overall, they're very much very similar, so...
Right.
I don't know. I played more Homeworld 2 than Homeworld 1, but...
Well, I was thinking it was
but
newer.
If he's never played Homeworld 1, is he going to be lost?
No. I mean, if you care about the story, maybe, but really, game mechanic-wise, no.
Well, in the tutorial, things are blowing up, and I launch a ship, and then I have to go, like, do missions.
Yeah.
And then I stop, because I had to go to leave the house. But, no, it seems I love space.
Yeah.
That's my...
And well, it's a 3D space, too, so it's very nice, you know. And the different formations you can put your ships in for attack modes and stuff like that.
I saw
it's very in-depth, I would say, for an RTS.
Did you ever play Sins of a Solar Empire?
Yes, amazing. I love Sins of a Solar Empire.
I think I recommended that, like, 2 years ago on this podcast.
They have another one that they're... Or it's not necessarily another Sins game that they're making, but the Stardock is making another game on the same scale.
Somebody needs to reboot Master of Orion 2. Yeah.
You know what was terrible? Master of Orion 3.
Sometimes trying new things is a good idea.
People, like, I had heard so... I love the Civ games, and I played Civ 2, and it was just religiously. And then people are, you should play the Master of Orion games. They're really good. And then Master of Orion 3 came out. I'm like, fine. I keep being told I should play Master of Orion games. I bought Master of Orion 3. It was not good.
No, it is not. No, Master of Orion 2 is the peak of their... Of See, their game.
You done fucked up.
Yeah.
No, I think Master of Orion done fucked up.
Yeah. No, they did. It's money. Like Carmageddon. Like, Carmageddon is really good. Carmageddon 2 is, like, the peak of it. And then when they made Carmageddon, like, TDR 2000, whatever it was, that was horrible.
You mispronounced Twisted Metal.
Yeah.
There's some Galactic Empire games that are kind of like in the vein of Masters of Orion 2. I can't think of the full name of it. It's a Galactic
Civilizations?
Yeah, or something.
Or Twilight Imperium, because that's Masters of Orion, the board game.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty much.
Yay.
Yeah, so that's it.
We've run.
I'm going to go have dinner and go see Chappie.
You see Chappie?
Yeah.
Tonight?
Raylene wants to see Chappie.
I want to see Chappie.
Mm-hmm. I've heard you should pain train that. I've heard it's not good.
The thing is, the reviews like are low numerically, but every time somebody posts on Facebook, they're like, I heard Chappie's bad. Like 50 people respond and say, I saw it and I loved it. So I'm not sure what's going on here.
It's in the place where I think there's still potential for it. I definitely am hesitant. Well, now the thing is, we all kind of are told it's bad, so now we're not expecting this work of art. So even if it's average, it's going to be okay.
I like Short Circuit. I like Neil Blomkamp. And I like Diane Wood. So those three things have combined to make a film.
Yeah.
Didn't the same dude that did District 9 do Chappie?
Yeah, that's Neil Blomkamp.
Okay. That's the same, yeah.
Neil Blomkamp.
I like his directorial sense. It seems like he really puts the love of his subject into the film. Like, when you watch District 9, you can feel that essence that he puts into it. I didn't see Elysium, but it had that look as well.
Elysium was really good, and then kind of was dumb at the end.
The second act kind of...
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. But I mean, the look of it looked amazing.
It was one of those things like, you're like, well, why don't they just blah and then everything's solved and then nobody does blah?
So here's a recommendation for Nathan. You, me, and Raylene and Katie have to go see It Follows in the next week or two. It's a new horror movie that's coming out. It's getting insane reviews.
Sounds good.
Future recommendation.
I think we're done with this episode.
We're done.
We're done.
We're stopping it now.
Stop.
Bye.